Russia taking a humanitarian pause. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, to allow citizens to leave two besieged areas in eastern Ukraine.
They are establishing what they call a regime of silence, basically allowing two humanitarian corridors to be set up around the southern city of Mariupol and just north of that in Volnovakha.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Ukrainian Member of Parliament Alexei Goncharenko confirms the partial ceasefire agreement.
I'm very happy that people now can leave the city. They have time. They will have 5 hours today to leave the city. It will be done by buses, by municipal buses, and also by private cars.
Goncharenko tells Fox News about 200,000 people are trapped in Mariupol. They have no electricity and no heat. The U.S. Senate will hear about the war in Ukraine firsthand this morning.
There's going to be a virtual meeting between the president of Ukraine and all 100 U.S. senators. What we expect to happen, the pressure campaign will be ratcheted up to pressure President Biden into doing more to help the people of that country.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. The Biden administration has not banned the import of Russian oil to the U.S., but Cecilia Rouse, who chairs the administration's Council of Economic Advisers, says
we are looking at options that we can take right now if we were to cut the U.S. consumption of Russian energy. But what's really most important is that we maintain a steady supply of global energy.
AAA says the average price of gasoline jumped 10 cents a gallon yesterday as crude oil prices surged $7, reaching $115 a barrel. Reuters reports there's been a militant attack on an army base in central Mali, killing at least 27 Mali soldiers and wounding 33 others. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia has imposed a new law on journalists, threatening them with years in jail if they report something that conflicts with official government statements. They've also cut off social media access for an unexpected reason.
U.S. officials believe Russia's social media ban is in part due to what conscripts are posting, as well as wanting to disrupt communication among anti-war protesters. The UN says over 1.2 million people have fled Ukraine, most evacuating through Poland. People aren't just fleeing Ukraine, but apparently Russia too. All trains out of the country sold out for the next 2 weeks. This is the United States and 14 European countries deliver Javelin anti-tank missiles and Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine. The West is increasingly concerned Russia is putting plainclothes special forces officers into Poland in an attempt to stop those weapons deliveries. In Lviv, Ukraine, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Overturning an appeals court ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court has reinstated the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. He was convicted of helping his late brother place bombs near the marathon's finish line in 2013, which killed three and maimed 17. The high court will also review the conviction of the South Carolina church shooter.
When Dylan Roof stood trial for the 2015 racial mass shooting at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, he did so without his lawyers in charge. He fired them and he refused to plead mental illness in any way. Apparently, Roof was under the impression that if he went to prison, a network of fellow white supremacists could get him out. Now the Roof case is being sent to the U.S. Supreme Court to see whether or not lawyers should still be allowed to bring mental health issues to a judge even after their clients fire them, in order to keep a defendant off death row. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.